just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into March. March 2nd, 2026 edition, your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Did you have a good weekend? Because I had a fantastic weekend. I absolutely enjoyed this weekend up here in northern Michigan. Was able to get the vehicles filled up with gas. $2.40 a gallon at Costco in Traverse City. Drove it over to my favorite car wash in northern Michigan, the Green Mitt. Got the cars looking brand new, vacuumed them out, wiped down the door jams, blew off the dust off the dashboards, vacuumed, wiped down the wheels, even got to use tire shine on drive pavement. Bone dry pavement all the way to Traverse City and all the way back home. Was able to watch my Spartans win over Indiana in their basketball and watch the Pistons win over the Orlando Magic. And just had a great, great weekend. Got some honeydews done, got some shopping done, had some great home-cooked meals, and man, I got some sleep last night. Now, I know everybody else is talking about the military strikes Israel and the United States are carrying out against Iran. Pray for them. Father God, we ask that your divine providence is leading this effort. Not any men's egos, not President Donald Trump's, not Prime Minister Bibi Netanyahu, not Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War, you. That this is your divine plan, Father, for the Middle East and actually for the world. Father, we ask that you protect our military people, personnel, everyone that's fighting and delivering these strikes against our enemy. Is this your plan, Lord, is all we're asking. Do you want this regime to completely collapse and go away and set up a transition team to go in to run the government, to run the facilities, to run the industries, their energy grid, keep the production of their oil flowing, bring them into the world global economy, and set up a form of government that the people of Iran elect openly and freely. without any involvement from the United States or Israel, but to have it come from the people. Father God, this is what our prayer is this morning. We thank you, thank you, thank you for forgiving us of our sins and to hearing our prayer this morning. And we pray this in your Son, our Lord and Savior's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. It is his will. So it is, so it will be done. The creator of the entire world has a plan for all of it. Please, Father, show it to us and have us do it. Your good and faithful servants. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
Come see the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show, Friday, March 13th from 3 to 7 p.m. and Saturday, March 14th from 9 to 5 p.m. Plenty of vendors and lunch will be available. This Don't Miss Gun Show will be at the VFW Post 2051 located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door. Children are free. For more information, call Tim at 231-838-8054. See you there.
Hear ye, citizens of Northern Michigan. Your Royal Chariot deserves the finest care. From Noble New Tires to auto repairs, Royal Tire has decreed smoother travels for all.
Alas, my trusty steed hath a flat
and terrible brakes.
Fear not, fair knight. At Royal Tire of Petoskey, we fix flats, tame brakes, quell noisy exhausts, and keep your kingdom, car, roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. I'm going to take this next segment to kind of give some biblical, historical understanding of perhaps what is happening right now in the Middle East. This is a post that I saw over the weekend, and it was amazing to me the fact that history, many times in our lives, it repeats itself over and over and over and over again. And if you don't know your history, you are absolutely doomed to repeat the mistakes of history. I got a very, very, very simple question. Do you think the world, Great Britain, Europe, the United States, who at one time practiced slavery? It's a very ugly period of our history. It was a very ugly period of Great Britain's history. Slavery back in the day was all over the globe. Everywhere, every continent. There were people who owned other people. This is not limited just to African Americans, or Africans, I should say. It happened everywhere around the globe, everywhere. Well, guess what? We realized how ugly an absolutely unbelievable disaster it was, and we ended it. We ended it. Did we learn from our history? Yes. Do you ever see a point in time where we would go back to slavery here in the United States? Especially the type of slavery we had during the founding of our country. Black people being owned by white people to do their work. Absolutely not. Isn't that the most insane, stupid, ridiculous statement ever? America's never going to go back to slavery. Are you kidding me? No, we've progressed. We've advanced. We've realized and paid for that sin with the blood of roughly about 650,000 Americans. During the Civil War, brothers on different sides of this issue fought against each other. Blood brothers shooting toward one another over this absolutely horrific practice. It's never coming back. Why? Because we lived it and we paid the price for it. And thousands of people shed their lives, their blood, and their limbs over that war. And thank God we had Abraham Lincoln as our president who kept the Union together and rebuilt our country moving forward from 1865. It was a horrible period of our history, but it happened. You have to understand, it happened. And of course we know our history, and of course we know we will never, ever, ever, ever allow it to happen ever again. Well, guess what's happening in history right now? In the book of Esther, in the Bible, Haman ordered a massive execution stake, nearly 75 feet high, prepared for Mordecai. It was going to be a public demonstration of his death and a declaration of the destruction of God's people. But in one single night, everything reversed. The man who built the stake was, in fact, at the end of the night, was lifted up and put on that stake and was shown to the public to be the person that deserved that brutal death. This became the turning point that would lead to Purim. P-U-R-I-M. Google it, look it up. It's in the book of Esther, 9, verse 1. Quote, God used the plot, and it was turned against them. Now look at what just happened in the Middle East. Just what happened in the Middle East. For years, Iran's regime, the Ayatollah and all of his minions, throughout the last how many years? 47, 50, whatever the number is, this regime has attacked Israel, threatening Israel with their final destruction, planning on and using already ballistic missiles. And now, just before Purim, during Lent, the one leading those threats is now reportedly being taken out by the very kind of weapon they intended to use against Israel. The same pattern, the same principles. Throughout Scripture, this happens again and again and again and again. Pharaoh drowned in the waters he planned to use to kill Hebrew sons. Daniel's accusers were thrown into their own lion's dens. Haman was impaled on his own stake. This all happened, all of these events during our history happened at the hand of God. Time and time again, it's been shown, demonstrated, and documented that what the enemy prepares for God's people, God has the power to turn back on their own head. God is still the defender of his people, and he will not be mocked. The very things that they plan to use and what Donald Trump and many of us believe is that Iran was not going to just stop at Israel. Why? Look at their ballistic missiles. Look at the documented, proven facts about the range of their missiles. They have created missiles, folks, that not only can reach Israel, but can reach Europe. And there is some scientists believe that they have, using their planned space program. Yeah, Iran is talking about firing off a rocket to be able to go around the moon. That they're going to have a space program. Many of these scientists, many of these engineers, many of these people believe that these rockets are destined to hit America, Washington, D.C., New York City, Chicago. Stock market, take out every single functioning institution of our country, be able to hit power grids, power plants, deliver what many consider to be a type of bomb with a magnetic pulse, EMP, electromagnetic pulse bomb, that would absolutely, upon impact here in America, would send out a pulse that would absolutely fry every single computer chip in our country. Computers gone, useless. The type of computer chips that we have in our vehicles. Literally, upon getting hit by this EMP, your vehicle would turn off, even while driving it. It would kill it electronically. Cell phones wiped out. Electric grids and all of the computers that operate our power, gone. This is a very easy, logical deduction if you know your history. And so just before Purim, Israel and the United States did what needed to be done to stop this history from repeating itself. Taking out the ballistic missile sites. And it was so amazing to watch these photographs as they were coming in live. You can see the silo doors opening and their ballistic missile starting to come out, where we already had heat-seeking missiles in the area, seeking this type of infrared heat coming out of that silo. Some of our missiles that were already launched and in the area seeking a target immediately locked in on that heat signal and flew right down the shaft of that ballistic missile silo. Some of the missiles got out. They were able to hit our military bases in the Middle East, Bahrain, Qatar, other locations, without saying exactly which base it was, killing three of our military people, injuring five others. That was the initial report, because they were just a split second too late. But they did go ahead and take out the silo so that more of those ballistic missiles could not be fired upon. We have sunk nine of their largest Navy ships, their vessels. Their Navy's being taken out. All of their defense systems were hit. Every single way for them to defend themselves was taken out in a planned attack. Some 900 missiles landing at the same time. Coordinated effort between Israel and the United States military. The very thing they planned to take us out with, we are taking them out with. It's in the Bible.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news provider. Deliver